Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
The news continues at 7:22 as the wildfires continue to burn out of control in California. Native St. Louisan Brian Ping, formerly a news anchor at KNX in Los Angeles, spoke with Maria Kina about the dangerous situation.
It seemed to like come out of nowhere, and now it's just raging. Tell us what's happening.
So right now, we've got two major fires that are burning about 20 miles to the west and 20 miles to the east of downtown Los Angeles in Pasadena and a community near the coast called Pacific Palisades, which is near Malibu and Santa Monica. They have each grown to over 10,000 acres, which is about 17 square miles. And that's just the confirmed number. One major aspect of this is that the winds, the dry winds that have been coming out of the desert that have been fueling these fires, have been so strong, in some cases gusts up to 100 miles an hour hurricane force, they were not able to get aerial firefighting aircraft into the air until just a few hours ago. All throughout last night, as these fires burned, they were not able to get up and attack it or even get an accurate assessment of just how large these fires got. And I still think this is just the tip of the iceberg as far as what's actually being reported and how bad the devastation is going to be once this finally settles down and they're able to get in there and see.
The pictures are horrifying. You see the buildings, the homes just going up in like no time flat, and people trying to evacuate. They haven't been given much time though, have they?
Really, the only warning they got, if we're talking in terms of days, is the fact that we were going to have these strong winds. They've been in the forecast for about a week now, also what we call a red flag warning. That means high fire danger. But as far as getting evacuation orders, that really happened just within a matter of hours before these fires sparked. And the real troublesome thing about this is that with winds so strong, even just sustained winds around 40 to 60 miles an hour and those strong gusts, as I said, up to 100, you do not have much time. We had instances where people were stuck in traffic jams trying to get out of fire zones, and the flames were just bearing down on them. They got out of their cars and left. They abandoned them. And then, you know, that creates a domino effect because, you know, the people behind them get out, and then that's a jam that can't be unjammed. So it's just an awful situation as far as, you know, people not being able to get out in time to, you know, save much. Fortunately, right now, the death toll has been kept low. A lot of people did heed the warnings. Unfortunately, two people have lost their lives, and I would not be surprised if that number grows. A lot of people did manage to get out, but again, they were very fortunate because this fire has gone so quickly.
Is there any indication, Brian, how this started?
We don't know yet. The thing is that unlike many fires that happen in California, this happened in a heavily populated area. Much of the fires you hear about that happen in California are off in the wilderness. But this happens in, you know, major population centers, and it's just one continuous massive metro area that sprawls for miles. So we'll see. We don't know if this was intentionally set, accidentally set. Could take us days to figure that out.
And I heard Governor Newsom say the fact that you can't say there's fire season anymore. It's just constantly happening in California.
Yeah, he's right about that, because at this time of year, we're supposed to be getting rain. You know, the last two winters, we got much higher than average rainfall. And that's a double-edged sword because, yes, that prevents fires from happening, but it also it promotes the growth of new brush and fuel, as the term is, when it comes to fires. So a lot of that new growth is bone dry because we haven't had any significant rainfall since May. And that is just ready to go up in flames. And a lot of it has. And a lot of areas, too, that have not burned in years or decades.
President Biden in California, he was briefed by the governor. What are you hearing from that?
Yeah, they just had a meeting about an hour or so ago. The president happened to be in town for a ceremony dedicating to new national monuments in our local deserts. But that, of course, has been postponed. So he happened to be here. And now it's just a matter of mobilizing resources and getting the necessary forces involved. In terms of resources, it has been so difficult that the LA Fire Department called all of its off-duty firefighters into work to try to battle this. And there was also a problem with having enough water. We got reports that Pacific Palisades literally ran out of water in their hydrants. So this is going to raise a lot of questions as far as the city's preparedness and whether it's equipped to handle a major disaster like this.
Well, it's certainly frightening to see the pictures of it, and I can't even imagine what it must be like to actually live there and be breathing it. Everyone you see has a mask on. What about you personally? What's happening? You're a St. Louis native.
Yeah, fortunately, I live far away from the fire zones. I'm in Long Beach near the coast, and it's not near these brushy wooded hillsides, but no one considered themselves completely safe because you never know how far some of these flaming embers are going to travel. There's some areas. I live near a large park. Who knows? What could happen if some of the trees there were to catch fire somehow? I mean, we saw fires spark in places like Santa Monica in Los Angeles, just in grassy embankments of freeways. Nowhere near these hills. It just tells you what the conditions are, and so dry and so windy. All it takes is a spark, and we've had fires start here from, a chain dragging on a truck, things like that, creating a spark. And then before you know it, acres and acres have burned. So you can never consider yourself completely safe. Fortunately, myself, my family, we're in a safe place right now. And by now, a lot of schools have closed, and a lot of people have heeded the evacuations. But you just never know where that next one's going to spark.
You don't. Talking with Brian Peng, KNX anchor, former St. Louis, and we're certainly happy that you're safe, your family is safe, and our thoughts are certainly with all the people of California. Brian, thank you for talking with us.
Thanks so much.